Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This seventh day of January in 2017. I think this is the first time I'm saying 2017 on the show, Roger. And Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for joining us. We're grateful to the good Lord for bringing us and giving us a new year. Okay, this is a good start. And good job, my friend, on the first discussion. That was a good way to start the year. And we're looking forward to another exciting, how many, 52 weeks in this, in a year, to do this and to go out every weekend to discuss and do what we do every weekend. Today, we are going to discuss an interesting topic. To be very honest with everybody joining us, I'm very disappointed with the start of the way the president and his leadership have picked up things in the country, and to begin on a note like this one. My name is Nathan Nkama. I'm broadcasting to you from very cold Dallas, Texas, where one and a half inch of snow, Roger, has caused a lot of problems on the road. You and Vamunsh have no right to respond to this statement of having us having trouble in Texas with 1 foot of snow, 1 inch of snow.
That's serious.
Confusion.
To say that Vamunsh, I'm going to Vamunsh, I'm in Texas.
Yeah. 1 inch.
No problems. Happy New Year, everybody. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. I see people calling on here on Skype. Is Skype, Dr. Kasonso, are you on Skype?
Yes, I am on Skype.
Happy New Year. Welcome, my brother.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. There's another number showing on Sky. It's difficult to tell. There's somebody else also calling on using, I think, either a computer or something like that. Welcome. Okay. They will join us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I had announced before we went off air last week we didn't have a show because we thought that we should take a break and spend time with family. Today we were supposed to have president of UPND, HH, and unfortunately, as things, when you're transitioning from one year to another, and all of us know that the party is dealing with a lot of things, so they have assured me that he is going to come on, Roger, next weekend. The purpose of this, Wamusha, is that generally we do a lot of talking, and of course we need to hold the government of the day accountable, but I think our opposition leaders also need to be held accountable. That is the purpose of that. Yeah. Excellent. So, yeah. Okay, our guest is here. Excellent. Okay, I made this statement at the beginning to say I do not think our government and its leadership, our president, are starting the year on a good note, Wamusha. And our roundtable discussion today is about a third-term bid debate by our current president, Edgar Lungu, who has just been in office for September, October, November, four months, and we are already talking about 2021. I decided to invite two people who have written about this on social media, and based on what these two gentlemen have written, that's why I would like to engage them in this discussion. Michael Chishala is not a stranger. He's been on this forum before. He's discussed some political things and issues. Michael, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, and Happy New Year to everyone in the diaspora.
Excellent.
Happy New Year to you too, Canaves.
I'm sure everybody's hearing him well. And another... not also a stranger to this forum is Elias Munsha wa Munsha, a blogger. He's a lawyer by profession. And Elias, first of all, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Natotera sana mkwai. Happy New Year to you.
I just want you to know that Michael had requested that you be part of the discussion. I think he read what you posted.
M-Kwai.
Yes, and our regular contributors here, Dr. Kasonso, joining us from Dubai, Kelvin, who is in Indiana. We also have Priscilla here, welcome, who has managed to wake up today. Alan in Florida, welcome to the show. And everybody else that's joining us, Roger here, my colleague, Chisewe, who's connecting our guest. Michael, let me begin with you, and I want to start with this statement before we get into the technicalities of Amunsha and the nitty-gritties. Isn't the discussion or the issue of a third-term bid by a president-elect, if I may use that term, for who has just been in office for 3-4 months, isn't this detrimental to development, Michael? And also give us, since you are on the ground in Zambia, can you please just give us the mood and how things feel on the ground from the citizens?
Okay, well, certainly when this whole third-term debate started, I wasn't surprised.
Michael, your line is not clear. I don't know whether it's just me or others can hear him. Roger, can you hear him?
No.
I don't know what you need to do. We can't hear you properly.
Okay, am I sounding clearer now?
A little bit better. Would you prefer that we call, we use another number? Would that change anything?
Okay. I don't know. Let me try to speak up. Is this any better?
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit better. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Yeah, I was just explaining that although the discussion of the third term itself hasn't completely surprised me, but what surprised me was the timing, in the sense that the election was just a few months ago, and already, I mean, we are still at least 4+ years to the next election, and already this huge debate has started. So, of course, you know, we can speculate about what are the motives. Is it to make people show their true colors so that those ambitions are exposed, or, you know, is it just a case of let's have the debate now, get it out of the way? I don't know. But as I said, I was just a little bit surprised by the timing. So the mood, it's a bit difficult to read at the moment. Of course, there will be people on both sides of the issue. You know, if you even go on social media right now and see the people passionately arguing on both sides, people issuing statements left, right, and center, you know, and I guess we just have to kind of watch and see how this debate develops over time. Although, for me, it's a sense of deja vu, because I remember even Cedric Chiruga, you know, at the end of his second term in 2001, the same issues came, the MMP split into I don't know how many factions. And that's actually what I think will probably happen to PF if this debate continues. There's likely to be a split at some point. So anyway, we watch and see what happens.
We'll watch and see what happens. How would you respond to this point or question, Michael, where I've read quite, I tried to follow the thread when you, what you posted on the discussion. There's an argument to say this is just another sign or a confirmation or reflection that the ruling party has no direction. They're just obsessed with the campaigns and the election process. I don't know how you would respond to that. Okay, we I don't know what you have done. Your reception has gone bad again, Michael.
Yeah, I was trying.
That's better.
I thought it was still okay.
That's better. Right there, you are very good right there.
So I'm saying that, yes, there are all kinds of opinions being thrown around. Why is this happening? Is it that the ruling party don't know what to do and they're trying to misdirect people? But those are still speculations, and it's a bit difficult to tell at this early stage what's really happening. For me, I'm taking a bit more of a wait-and-see approach, but the focus for me is just on the legality of the issue, of the
text. Okay. Those of you listening to us, you can go to Lusaka Times. Monsha's article is one which has been featured as a headline here.
Haven't seen it on Lusaka Times. It was published in the Daily Nation, but is it in Lusaka Times, Vankama?
I got it at Lusaka Times. I'm looking at it right now. It's actually the lead story. Is it? Yeah. Okay, what Lusaka Times have done is, I think they read what you said, what's the news that has published it? They are reporting on based on what they have read in another publication. That's what they have done.
Okay.
My question to you, Amunsha, being a lawyer, is that
I was actually even trying to find the right word to use to ask this question. The argument is that President Lungu has been elected on the 2016 amended constitution, right? Constitutional law or legally, I hope I'll ask this question using the right language. These are legal terms and they can be very complicated. Does the law work in such a way that when something is obtained, an election was won on one constitution, does it abrogate, forfeit, or nullify another term which was served under another constitution? Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense. That's a very good question. And I think that is what President Lungu will have to struggle with. What he's saying is he wants this matter to be taken to court. He has to really convince judges that Constitution 2016 is a fresh start. And that's very difficult for him to do at the moment. We can't give a very categorical answer in terms of the law and the Constitution because it can go either way.
Yes.
But when we look at all the elements put together, it's very, very difficult for him to convince judges that Constitution 2016 started everything afresh. My own opinion is it did not start everything afresh. President Lungu started a term in 2015 under Constitution 1996. That was his first term. His second term is in Constitution 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's bad.
Why the argument that it should be determined in the court? Doesn't it speak for itself? Is he trying to say the court needs to interpret the Constitution? Is that his argument?
You see, sometimes signs that we are quite a spoiled nation because we want to resolve political problems in court, and courts cannot handle all of our political problems. And so him rushing to bring in courts is a very dangerous precedent. We do not need to be taking all matters to court. Our courts are inadequate. Courts cannot resolve all of our political problems. This is a straightforward matter that does not need to go to court. And President Lungu should not run again in 2021. However, if he insists that he wants to go to court, then let's do that. Let's go to court.
I like that. I'll let Michael and Bamunsha first break down things based on their arguments, since they are the ones who've prompted me to do this discussion. I can let everybody in with your questions or your arguments. Michael, based on what you posted on social media, on Facebook, you have, in my opinion, you have well articulated the articles you've quoted and all those things. And, of course, a lot of people have thrown mud at you and all those things. How do you view this issue based on what Bamunsha has responded to my question?
I'm actually glad that the new constitution, the language was greatly simplified so that even laymen can, you know, read and begin to understand the issue. In fact, it was one of the stated objectives of the National Constitutional Conference. So, you know, when you go into the constitution, into Article 106, that's where it's talking about the issue of the term of office, when a president is sworn in, and so forth. So when you go down to Article 106, subsection 3, it comes and says a person who has twice held office as president is not eligible for election as president. So this is now where the whole debate, in my view, hinges on. So as I explained in my post, my short write-up, I said that the key issue is what does it mean to twice hold office? Especially because as you read further down, it talks about how the term of office is counted in the situation where the office of president becomes vacant, then the vice takes over, or in the case of the vice not taking over, another election has to be held within 60 days. So So it comes and explains that you, when such a person takes over after the incumbent is no longer there, that term of office has to be at least 3 years for it to be counted as a term for the purposes of determining whether someone has twice held office or not. So, of course, the argument that people give is no, he's only served with 1 year and 6 or 7 months, doesn't reach 3 years. But the problem, obviously, is that that rule only came in 2016. And I think, as I've argued, you can't apply a rule backwards to a previous term of office. You can only apply it starting now. So we can't say that, no, it didn't reach 3 years. So now the other debate, of course, is does his previous term count? And, you know, on my Facebook page, we had a very long session of debated back and forth. There was the issue, is this a new constitution? Is it an old constitution amended? You know, what effect does it have? So I basically gave the opinion that, in my view, the fact that now a term of office has been more precisely defined as 3 years,
here, who is a legal person. Bamunsha, this 3 years thing, from what, Michael, you are explaining, I haven't read this part of the Constitution. So the minimum 3 years, I think that's what you have said, it only applies, it is only mentioned in the 2016, not in the 1996. Is that right?
No, it's not mentioned in the 1996. Here is the problem. The 1996 Constitution actually... It does not give us it does not categorically say that a person who serves for 1.5 years has served a term. You see the problem? It doesn't say so. The only thing it says is a person who has twice held office. So that is what Constitution 1996 said. The language of twice held office is continued in Constitution 2016, but Constitution 2016 further defines the time. So it says if it's below 2 years, it's not a term. If it's more than 3 years, it's a term.
It's a term, okay?
Yes, it's a term of office. So Constitution 2016 is more specific. The problem that President Lungu faces to convince judges is that from until 2016, when we had this new constitution, we always assumed that holding office for even 2 days after you are elected, it's a term. That was our understanding.
Where is there any ambiguity here, Bamunsha? Is there
no, there is no. There is no ambiguity. There is no ambiguity in the sense, just like Michael has explained, there is no ambiguity in the sense that a person who has twice held the office of president cannot run again. That is not ambiguous. Okay? So President Lungu held office in 2015. He was elected, and then he was elected again in 2016. That makes him to have been elected twice.
Wow.
So he's not eligible. When he ran for office in 2015, he was running to a term of office. That was a term of office. Constitution 1996 did not define how long that term is going to be. If a person is elected, they start a term. Even if you are elected for a day, that's a term of office, according to Constitution 1996. And that is the constitution under which President Lungu started his first term. 2016 clarifies everything. We can't go back.
Okay.
So 2016 cannot cancel a term that is recognized as a term under 1996 constitution. Because it is not just about what the constitution says now. Yes?
Michael, were you speaking?
Do you think the phrase hold office is the same as term of office? Are the two interchangeable?
Held office and?
And serving a term of office, are those two interchangeable?
No. They are not interchangeable. They are not interchangeable because a term might be defined differently from twice being elected or holding office. That's why there are two issues here. There is the issue of the term, then there is the issue of twice holding office. What President Lungu wants to do is to say
How do you define?
How do you define what?
How do you define holding office?
When you are elected, you are holding office. Let's assume somebody gets elected to the office, right? And then they resign.
Yes.
No reason. 1 year into office, they resign. They have held office. They have not held a full term of 5 years, but they've held office. If they run again and they win, that is a second term. They resigned for 1 year in the first term. Somebody else takes over. Assuming that they run again and they win, that's a second term. They've been twice elected to the presidency. They can't run again.
Okay. Interesting.
So what President Lungu wants to do is to say that when he served for 1 year plus, it was not sufficient. It was not a term. And so he wants to use that to justify his run again in 2021. But there is another catch. He was elected to a term in 2015. He has held office in 2015.
He's holding
office
one.
In 2016.
Okay.
Yes. Secondly, he's holding office in 2016. He cannot run again in 2021 because he will have run for two times.
Now,
The thing is...
Finish the point.
The thing is, A president is not entitled to 10 years, to 10 calendar years. That is not our law.
Mm.
Our law doesn't say that a president is entitled to 10 calendar years. And a president cannot claim that it is his fundamental right to rule for 10 years. That is not what our law says, both in 1996 and in 2016. It is a five-year term, or what the law would consider as a term. 2016 considers 3 years as a term. 1996 considered once you are elected, even if it's for 2 days, that's a term.
That's a term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, my question about Munsha, you can also come in, Michael, before I let my colleagues who have called in to ask their questions and comments. Why shouldn't the president allow the legal fraternity discuss or whichever institutions we have in place, rather, why run to the Constitutional Court? Why is he running to the Constitutional Court?
He's making a mistake. This is the mistake. He is thinking that the Constitutional Court will rule in his favor. Big mistake. Big mistake. Judges are human. This is what most people, observers of the law, do not understand. The law is the law. It is written and everything else. But the law is more than just what the Constitution says and what has been written. It's also got to do with politics, with reading the mood, with the spirit of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
For judges, these judges, first of all, they did a great disservice to Hakainde, regardless of how you look at it, okay? Chances that they are going to give Lungu another term in 2021 are very slim. Very, very slim. Just on that basis. Even if they are President Lungu's friends, they might not give him what he's thinking that they're going to give him. The other thing is, because of the constitutional nature, of the democratic nature of our republic, we lean towards limiting than expanding, okay? By this I mean the courts are leaning towards limiting terms rather than expanding terms. That's a default.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to court and you want to expand your rule, the court is likely to fall towards the default of limiting that rather than expanding it. If President Lungu is if President Lungu is arguing that he needs to rule at least for more than 10 years, when the spirit of the Constitution is driving towards a much more limited democracy and limit of terms, we are going to go towards limiting rather than extending President Lungu's terms.
Okay.
As far as lawyers are concerned, there is no consensus. Lawyers do not have consensus on the law.
Okay.
And this is just as an aside. This is why in my advocacy for the Law Association of Zambia is to split it into two, so that regulation of lawyers is a span off from the fraternity of lawyers, because when the Law Association of Zambia speaks, it appears like it's speaking for all lawyers. They shouldn't be an association that speaks, that holds legal opinion on behalf of all lawyers.
On behalf of all lawyers,
because,
okay.
No. Because there is no objective legal position. We lawyers are not trained to take a unanimous position on any question. We are not trained like that. Even President Lungu, when he goes to court, he is entitled to legal representation. A criminal is entitled to legal representation. Even things that don't make sense, they are entitled to legal representation. So there is no one legal position. And so there is no one group of lawyers that is going to agree on this question.
Interesting. Those of you listening, this is our first show in 2017. Our topic is a third-term debate by our President Edgar Gachagua Lungu. My two panelists and those discussing this are Michael Chishala, who's joining us from Lusaka, and Elias Munsha from Canada. Let me go to the phones and get my friends to ask the questions or burning issues on their hearts. And Dr. Kasonso, did you want to throw in something here?
Yeah, I think I appreciate Chishala's and Elias's opinion on this issue. The key aspect of the law, I believe, is not just the technicalities of the words of the law, But the spirit of the law, you know, what did the Constitution framers intend? What did we want in the Republic? In the Republic, we didn't want ukateka uwa muyayaya u muyayaya vote yes. That is a no. That's the spirit of the law. So, Nomba, what has happened here is it actually exposes a bit of hypocrisy here because the people who are supposed to be lawyers, the president himself is a lawyer, now they want to use the law like football, you know, and then they want to create tricks, not come to the court because the constitutional court doesn't, to most of us, doesn't have credibility as an institution at this point because it hasn't done anything constructive so far. That stands and can be looked at that this is, you know, jurisprudence at its best and fairness to people concerned. So it sounds to me like he wants to bait people into taking them to a kangaroo court, and then there he gets some decision that makes him president one way or another. But I don't think the Zambian people are going to accept that. Takwabo kuchenga ntuanika netemo of office inga naipo nivofine naipo. If the Constitution says he has governed twice, and it doesn't allow twice ni twice mwevant. Nomba nga wafunya pari twice walungu. Then what it means is he is going to have more than 10 years. So if he stands again, then he has this 5 years and another 5 years. So then you have to add those other years. And that is what we don't want. President West, the one we are. Therefore, I'm going to have a program.
All right, before I let Munsha or Michael respond, Bachisewe, any comment?
This will go pretty well, Munsha. Even if Michael maybe can throw this. When it comes to everything to do with Walungu, I don't like this administration.
You are sounding like you are far away from the phone, Yama.
Anything out of there to motivate us or to make us go in a different direction to develop our country. Just like someone has mentioned that he's been re-elected again, and he's already throwing us, debating about said term. What can we do? Or what can you advise? Or maybe you don't want to say anything about Walungu, or be aware of that. Just like the previous discussion was about who to blame. Our friends are thinking about drones. Soon they'll be mining with vehicles. Soon they'll be farming with vehicles. Even farming here in the States right now is doing by computerizing, you know. They know when it's going to rain, when they're going to do something, things. And when Obama is leaving this administration, he came up with the things that it has made me think. It has even made me aware of why the United States treat Africa the way they treat leaders. So what can we do, Batisha, to make this man understand that the way he's taking our country is not the right way?
Okay. Thank you, Kelvin. And then I'll let Rachala and Deva Munsha respond. Kelvin, go ahead.
Okay, great. I want to address what Elias said, triggered curiosity in my mind regarding the law. He said there's no one position in the law. And then he followed that up by saying that Mr. Lungu is trying to rush to the Constitutional Court to supposedly get a favor from those judges, and that they can declare that he's eligible to stand. I don't think that position is correct. The 2016 Constitution ushered in a new institution called the Constitutional Court to interpret matters pertaining to the Constitution. I think the direction that the president is taking is the right direction, because he's taking this issue, which he is interpreting on the basis that there's no one position in the law, right? So Elias can be on the side that the president is not eligible based on his interpretation of the law. But there are other lawyers like him who would interpret the Constitution differently. So the fact that Mr. Lungu is taking this step And let me put a disclaimer to this. I am not supporting the notion that the president should go as a candidate in 2021. I'm not. It's retrogressive. Mm. Okay? But we need to have these discussions channeled through the right legal institutions. If you remember, this is very different from Chiruba generating public opinion as to whether he can go for a third term. What is your take?
Okay. When I came in, as far as the law is concerned, I did not mean to say that there is no one position as far as the law is concerned, but on lawyers, okay? I think I was responding to a comment by Bankama, where he said that why didn't they leave it to lawyers to deal with this? Okay? So that is what I was responding to. Now, President Lungu, I believe, is quite mistaken about insisting to go to the Constitutional Court because he's thinking that he's going to get a favorable interpretation from the Constitutional Court. Going to court is expensive and is unnecessary. This is a very straightforward matter, and that's why I'm appealing to him to come back to his senses and rule for the next 5 years, or is it 4 years? About to kuchenga. People want to rule even for 2 days, you know. And him, he ruled for 1.5 years, and he's still ruling until 2021. He needs to appreciate that. Stop this rhetoric of going to court, and let Constitution 2016 take effect with the next president that is going to come.
One thing we may be forgetting is what Kasonso has said. Our Constitution Court has not proved to be a very dependable institution in Zambia. If we look at what they did during the election time, when you talk about going to court as being expensive, who cares about the expense of the President Lungu going to court? Because at the end of the day, who is going to pay? It's not him. The man is not going to come in his office. We talked about this in the first discussion. He's doing these things he's doing because he knows he can manipulate the system. So if we allow him to say, okay, yes, go to the court, he knows he can manipulate those people. He's going to run away with it. What we should do is what you are doing, Mamusha. We should just stop him. The Constitution is not going to be run retrogressive to 1990 or 1996.
Uh-huh.
We should just stop him there. You are not even going to go to court, waste people's time and resources. We don't have that kind of money to be wasting in Zambia.
Let Michael come in. Michael, you want to comment on what has been said?
Yes, I agree also with the idea that the way the Constitution has progressed is to try to reduce how much time presidents stay in office, generally, as a principle, not where people just want to keep expanding. In other words, the whole Amwaya thing, you know how it used to be in those days, Atile Sakumulu, Kaunda Panshi, KK Amwaya, you know, that whole thing is what we are trying to destroy so that when it's time to go, people should just leave office. So, for me, I agree generally with what Lars Marshall said, that the president, you know, there's even no need to go to Constitutional Court and start arguing this issue. We should just step down in 2021 and go. Because, and in fact, if you follow the way things have been progressing, he hasn't actually said that he will take it to court. What you say is challenging. You say, if you don't agree with my interpretation, you take the case to court. Whereas me, come 2021, I'm going to announce my candidacy. I'm going to stand. I'll do everything. And if you don't like it, take the case to court. So meaning, hypothetically, if no one takes this case to court, nothing will happen, things will go as normal. Then in 2021, he'll come up and say, okay, now I'm ready to stand. And then the time will be short, maybe the case will be rushed and so forth. So, yeah, I think it's unnecessary expense, a waste of time. You should just say, okay, guys, come 2021, I'm looking forward to retiring, going back to farm, whatever, whatever. Not before I'm type syndrome, you know, because that's the spirit of all these clauses, limiting them to office and whatnot. It's just to avoid people staying too long, becoming entrenched, losing interest, the tentacles are everywhere, and you end up now with a mess. So that's generally what my comment is.
Okay, excellent.
But yeah, I'm
going to Florida.
Nathan, yes.
Florida.
Yes, Nathan. I wanted to take a slightly different approach. First of all, a disclosure, I do not support that Lungu should stand third term. However, if we don't get what the Constitution says, it does not get put to test, how will the constitutional law or court have precedent? So, and then also because if they go to court and they rule against Lungu, we are setting precedent. If they rule for Lungu, it will be an unfortunate precedent.
Okay.
But these cases have to go before the court so that we can have reference points and say, hey, this went to court and this is what happened. We can refer to that. You have set a precedent. And then on the other hand, as long as Lungu is a citizen, is not going by the barrel of the gun to continue his office, he has the constitutional right to challenge anything and to be told by the court whether he can or cannot do it. Now, if you want to appeal to him from a moral standview, that's a different case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but legally, does the law permit him to take any case before the court and say, hey, this is what I think should happen and I want to do, interpret it for me, for us, so that there's no argument. I think that for me,
okay,
that the flip side is maybe a welcome action. Let the rule of law, we advocate for the rule of law. This is an opportunity for the law.
How much do we trust our court? That's the question.
So let's not have the kangaroo court.
Okay. Depending on the precedent
during the election. Roger, we are in a democracy. Just because something does not go your way does not mean we should rule away. So then let's get rid of all the police. Let's get rid of all the mayors, they are corrupt. Let's get rid of every institution, they are all corrupt.
What are we
have to work with what we have.
And once you have gotten rid of all of those, I think then get rid of President Lungu, please. But the point you want to make is...
I just want to let Kelvin that I've put you on mute. There is a sound from your line. I don't know if you're on the road.
No, there's no sound from my line. I'm alone in...
No, when I mute your line, then the noise goes away. After Bakasonso, so you can comment. Go ahead, Bakasonso.
Bakasonso could Dubai.
Yeah.
No. When I mute your line, that's when the noise. Go ahead, Bakasonso.
Mukwai. Mukwai na mwe bantu bakwale sefa chifiri chalapa. But you should better discuss, like Kevin said at the beginning, iliko premature, and you know, ba present, but pereko quality. It is premature, and it is showing a quality of leadership for us to even be discussing this issue. But let the program center to the Ebola. Ama issues, wala zandeshan kuntai. Efu tu flok to discuss program, bako ete finishi. Efu tu wacha. Emu nga fumana mandate, yunga wale bafuwa yabantu kuposa na fi constitution, yunga wale bafuwa yabantu kuposa na leta paradise ya uitata. Kaya katuwali ya iminine.
So we are running out of time. I want Kelvin to make his point, and I want Vamunsha and what's her name, Michael, to respond to whatever comments we are making. I want Vamunsha and Michael to respond to Charlie's comment, Roger's comment about the credibility of the Constitutional Court. Kelvin, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. I want to echo Charlie in Florida's point here. I think what we are trying to do here is look at it from a moral standpoint and try to address a legal issue. That is the reason why the Constitution exists. If the president does not bring this discussion to the fore, we are not developing constitutionalism in the country. We're not setting any precedents Okay, the assumption that because you know, some people think or feel that the president will manipulate or twist the arms of Concord judges, that is unfounded. There's precedent that the president has been ruled against in terms of ministers staying in office. So what basis are people using to say the president will manipulate the Concord judges
and
to his favor?
Is he even respecting that judgment?
Roger, why are you interjecting? Why are you interjecting? Can you mute Roger's line, please? Can somebody mute Roger's line right now?
No, just finish your point. We're running out of time.
So, right. So my question to Munsha is, do you want us to look at this from a moral standpoint or a legal standpoint? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. That is, let me respond.
You're asking
before
whether
Munsha,
we need to look at this.
Before you respond, you see, my discussion here, Kelvin, is this thing detrimental or is it progressive to the development of the nation? You cannot begin to be talking about another bid to office when you haven't even finished 1 year. Before that,
not even 1 year.
Okay,
three,
so let me answer that question.
Michael,
let me answer that question.
No.
I said in the beginning of the show that it's premature to start talking about his candidacy for 2021.
Exactly.
I admit that it's premature. Now, it's progressive in terms of developing constitutionalism.
No, that's not constitutionalism. Michael, what is your... It's not progressive, even constitutional.
What is it?
Michael, go ahead.
Okay, I think there is some merit to the argument that if this goes to the Constitutional Court, it will shock the country, because then some of the movements.
Adjust your phone, Michael, again.
Yes, there is some basis. But the problem I have is that I think it's a waste of time. And you think it's a waste of time because the law and which sometimes you can stand a debate. And I can repeat, yes, what is the term? And we've already gone through those debates, right?
Mm-hmm,
the new
mm-hmm.
constitution did not cancel the previous term. So it's straightforward in that sense. As in, it's clear, let's proceed 2021, let there be new people. So that's what I'm saying. I'm sort of in two minds. As I said, I do agree with the general principle that it's good for the development of law and the constitution for some of these arguments to be debated, to be pushed through, and then, you know, we see what the outcome is. Now, then on the point of whether the court will be manipulated, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be too quick to agree with that, to say, oh, yes, there will be. The truth is that we don't know. We don't know if the judges will be manipulated or they won't be. They might even rule against him. And in any case, from my understanding in law, the one who wins generally is supposed to be the one who gives the most convincing arguments. So if the people on the other side go into the Constitutional Court and they give extremely strong arguments to destroy all the arguments from President Lungu, then the court has no choice but to reject the whole said thing. So that's generally my comment.
Okay, Ramunsha.
Yeah, this thing does not even need to go to court. I think it's straightforward. President Lungu must not even think that he's going to run in 2021. He's bad. He entered the presidency under Constitution 1996. He knew what he was getting himself into. He cannot change his mind in the middle of the game. But that being the case, if he thinks that the courts will help him, he's welcome. Let him go to court. I believe in Zambia's Constitutional Court. And I believe that our systems are going to stand strong for democracy. I believe in our people, that they are going to come together and resist President Lungu's attempt at a third term. We've done
it
before with Chiluvan Kaunda, and we are going to do it against President Edgar Lungu.
Yes.
Amazing. Priscilla, did you have a comment or question? Or you have fallen asleep.
there was a question about legal and morality.
Yes, can I just answer that? That's the one I wanted you to address.
There is no choice between what is legal and what is moral. We sometimes want to divide the world and dichotomize it between what is moral and what is legal. We need to collapse the whole thing. Because Zambia is not just legal or moral. Zambia is Zambia. It is a republic. And we need to answer all these questions at the same time. So we shouldn't say, is it a legal question or is it a moral question? Some advanced democracies, you know that some of the things that they do are not enshrined anywhere in the law, but they follow them. They follow them because morality is the law. Let's look at the office of prime minister. Do you realize that in Canada and in the UK, the office of prime minister is not written anywhere? And yet they follow the law. Why? Because precedence, morality, democracy are part of the fabric of their societies. That is what needs to happen in Zambia. We should not just be saying, no, let us go to court all the time. Zambia cannot be ruled from the bench. That is not the correct way to a country.
Nathan, let me just throw in an argument there, because what you guys are saying is that if I feel strongly about something, I should just keep quiet and do nothing. I have a legal right to go and say, yeah, so does President Lungu have a legal right to go to court and say, I want to stand, I believe I should be able to stand. Can you interpret
President
it?
Lungu, as president, has the legal right to fight army worms, feed the people of Zambia,
absolutely.
You know, rule properly, and do good to the nation. Those are his legal rights.
You can't give him... No. That's where the problem is. Nathan, this is where I have a problem. We advocate for one thing, right? As long as it's working for us. That's why you have laws in place, because not everybody thinks the same. If we were all taught the same path, one mind, there would be no need for laws.
He should prove to us that he's going to use his own money
to go to court. He didn't vote for him.
He doesn't need to prove that to you, Roger.
That's where your problem is, Roger. he has to prove to the people who vote for him.
No. You can't say that. No. I am a Zambian, and I remit my funds every time. I'm a Zambian. I have 100% say. You cannot say that. No, you cannot say that.
No, but we have an equal say to Roger. Your point of view is not our point of view. What we're saying here is, let it be handled through the established institutions of the land. Let them determine that the aspect of the money
you have to know that democracy is not in the same corruption we are fighting.
I've run out of time. Michael, thank you for taking the time.
Vankama.
Yes, thank
if
you very
President
much
Lungu wants to go to court, let him go to court. As they say, we will see him in court.
Yeah. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I said thank you for taking the time, my brother.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on the program, and it's been a great discussion.
Excellent. We'll continue the debate, Ramunsha. As always, please don't be a stranger. Everybody, thank you for taking your time. Sorry, I had to stop the discussion. We have run out of time. Next week, we're looking forward to a big one with HH holding the opposition accountable. Happy New Year once again, and we'll see everybody next week.
Okay, thank you.
Happy New Year.
tena vintu vingachinde tingankale osangalala zuba ingachoke talema na pepo apena mbale wanga azazi wakuti akula azazi otawa mavuto alimumanja mwake kapena zazi.